it seems like nowadays saying the N-word is like a big trend. Like everybody's saying it. It's in music. It's in movies. It's all over the place. Do you feel awkward going against the grain and making this album and taking such a hard stance against it?
I'm gonna try to describe it. And it's the move to make, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the truth. You know, everybody need to be themselves. And I know this is why when a rapper make his song, there's this percentage of humanity that can identify with it. You know what I mean? So, you know, this is the one thing I want to fillet and exclude from my life. I think about Queen Latifah, you know, coming up as a boy, like, I didn't like her, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I used to think, you know, we was losing time on, like, yo, MTV Raps. I was sitting there, you know, she ladies first, okay, you know what I'm saying? Then she made the song, you know, who you calling the bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, like, damn, man, it's like, we wanted a hug from a chick, like, you know, not really, not the squad, really. Then to hear it on rap music, like, man, it's bad enough when we make a liquor store run, like, we gotta sit there and hear a song. Is it the chick we saw going to the liquor store, you know? I don't know, man. So I wasn't feeling Queen Latifah, but now that I got daughters, before I gave them a Lil' Kim record, I give them a Queen Latifah record. You know.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You know, like now I see Queen Latifah in a whole nother light. You know. And I noticed something. You know, like Queen Latifah is not really the queen of a country. But the fact that she acknowledges and salutes herself, we all do it. No, so I didn't say Latifah. Who, Latifah? I didn't say that. What did I say?
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. She respected herself, and now it's natural for everybody else to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for the record, I want to go down in history as the one black dude that, you know, didn't think the N-word was cool. No offense, but didn't want to hear it. And, before the whole world start thinking, this is how I say good morning to this guy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. So I should feel awkward, but after I smoke a couple of blunts and drink a Coke 45 and think about it. No disrespect to nobody, but you know what I'm saying? This is just some good music and a nice, beautiful, low-key, polite silent representation to everybody kicking back that just taking it easy and they just don't want to hear a lot of all the time.
So what are you doing to try and create an N-word free atmosphere?
I am talking to all my club owner homies that been doing business with me for a long time. And, when I play, you know, I'm pretty sure it might happen on some kind of prank or something, but when I play, there's not supposed to be a band on the bill that uses the N-word, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, that night, you know what I'm saying? You know, anybody use the N-word, it's like, you know, like, it's cool, but you know what I'm saying? You know, like, I don't know. You know, too much effort of that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we really don't want you in the place. You know, I mean, not to be tripping, but you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, you can get a refund, you can go. There's a club somewhere where everybody's doing that, and that's cool, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, my assistance and my blessing, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing to create a N-word free atmosphere. I'm a rapper bot, a N-word free atmosphere. I'm gonna meet people that don't use it. I'm gonna talk to them, I'm gonna know them, it's gonna flow smooth, you know what I'm saying? You know, everything gonna be all right. I think, like, you know, the N-word crowd, you know, and I ain't gonna lie, back in the day I used to say it, but, you know, like, the N-word crowd, like, I don't know, intentionally, unintentionally, they yelling it out, and everybody getting together, like, okay. So, all I'm doing is just making some music, rapping about my anti-N-word opinions, and, you know, everything will fall in place, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, or this is like my, you know, swing at the pitch. And I'm having fun swinging it.